the message with these 3 days is you're trying to get these guys acclimated to the whole schedule in Richmond, correct?
Clearly, yes, we are. We're practicing in the morning, good tempo, and then obviously we're going to break off and meet in the afternoon, do a walkthrough in the afternoon, and get them off their feet and meet and see how much they retain the next morning. But to try to beat the heat a little bit, get them out here fresh in the morning, I think is a good thing.
A lot of trash talking out there, pushing, shoving.
Yeah, that happens. That happens. And Raheem's guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. We're all guilty of a little trash talking. The pushing and shoving I'm not going to do, but we don't condone that. But sometimes competitive players push and shove, and we just got to avoid that.
Jay, can
we
get some
of rip another player's face mask off like that? Have you ever seen that in practice?
Did that happen? I missed that.
Jay, do you have any update on Arakpo and Hatcher?
Arakpo just has a cold. He wasn't feeling good under the weather, strep throat maybe, but he'll be back hopefully tomorrow. Hatcher... we're going to continue to look at his knee and just see how he's doing and make sure we take the proper precautions and get him ready for the training camp.
Is that anything you're seriously concerned about? Or?
No.
When did he tweak that? Or?
I don't know when he tweaked it. He just said he had a little bit of pain, a little bit of swelling, so we're just going to make sure we do the proper procedure as far as get him checked out, an MRI, x-ray, all that good stuff to make sure he's good.
He'll be out the rest of the next couple of days.
Yeah, we'll keep him out tomorrow also.
When you look at the progress you guys have made from the time you started till now, this as you're getting ready to wrap things up, training camp, how do you feel about that?
I feel good. You know, we're in shorts. Obviously, there's limited things you can do, but you can't see us tackle, obviously. But I think from installing our system, how we're going to practice, the tempo that we want to practice at, I think it's been good. I think the players have all been receptive. They've come out here and practiced hard, played hard. They've retained information. We've made our share of mistakes, but we've been able to correct them, and the same guys aren't making the same mistakes, which is exciting. So I think we're seeing progress every day. The big thing is to make sure we continue to progress and not take any steps backwards.
Coach, who in your mind is the biggest threat on offense, one person?
Hopefully the quarterback. You know, the quarterback's got to be the biggest threat of all time. But after that, I think the good thing about our offense right now is we have multiple threats, and the biggest key will be to distribute the ball. Try to distribute it evenly and make sure everybody feels part of the offense. Jordan Reed's had a great camp. Pierre had a great day today. Deshaun's done his thing. Andre Roberts has done some good things. You know, there's been other players. Grant had some big plays today. Ryan Grant had some big plays today. So Alfred Morris is going to do his thing in the running game. Halu's made some big plays. So it's just a matter of getting people involved and getting excited about the game plan and knowing that every play, there could be somebody different that could hurt you.
You mentioned Reed. He's already on record as saying he kind of didn't tell people about this. Concussions last year. You weren't here, but do you now have to watch him a little bit closer? Do you worry about a young guy who's trying to make his way and not, you know?
Well, the concussion thing, as we know, is a serious issue in the NFL right now. We have to make sure we monitor everybody. Anybody who gets slightest bit of a headache, we're going to take our proper precautions, and they're going to see the doctor and go through any concussion tests need be. He had a couple unfortunate ones last year, I guess, and they kept him out 8 weeks. So obviously he had one, you know, and they took the precautions. So, but he's feeling good, and we're going to monitor everybody who, you know, might be feel a little lightheaded or have a headache or what have you. So it's something we're taking very seriously, and our trainers are doing a good job of making sure everybody's good.
Jay, obviously there was some.
What? His skill set is what?
His skill set?
Yeah. I mean, what makes Jordan so?
I think his ability to get in a passing game, he can run every route. You know, he can get down the field fast. He can line up outside, inside, in the slot. He can still play in the core. There's not many tight ends anymore that can play in the core and block and also run routes. You know, he's got to put on a little bit of pounds. Hopefully he'll gain a little bit of weight by training camp. But overall, we're feel good about what he can do, not only in the running game because he got great feet, but obviously in the passing game, lining up in multiple spots.
What are you expecting out of your defensive line? You haven't been able to see them all together yet, but what kind of expectations?
I think we have multiple players that can come in and rotate in there and be effective and stay fresh. That's the important thing. You know, we're just not limited to two or three or four guys. You know, we have seven or eight guys in the rotation right now that are all playing pretty well. We got guys that can stop the run that are very powerful and not allow linemen to get up to the linebacker, so our linebackers can roam freely. And now we've also added some guys that can rush the passer, which is very important. So we feel good with the depth of our defensive line. We just got to continue to coach them. Jacob Burney's doing a great job with those interior guys. And, of course, Brian Baker with the outside guys. So we just got to continue to coach them and make sure they're doing the right thing in the right gaps and taking care of business.
There's been talk about the outside linebackers being more aggressive with the defensive linemen. Does that philosophy switch at all?
A little bit from time, depending on the call, you know, depending on the situation, you know, the first and down, second one, third and one, what's the situation, what's the call. Every call on our defense has, you know, different rules for our gap assignments and rush assignment lanes and all that. So, but they can have the ability to play different styles. They can play a two-gap style. They can play one-gap style. There's different styles that they can play and be effective.
Versatility is obviously important for every player, but a guy like Kedrick at, 30 or whatever he is, playing both ends and today nose, what does that mean for a guy like Ked, and what does that show?
That's important. You know, that's important to everybody. You know, if you're, you know, not the number one guy, if you're going to come in and be a rotational type player, you need to play multiple spots. And Kendrick's another good example of a guy that can play different spots. He's playing with a lot of energy. He's not playing like a 30-something-year-old player, like you said. He's playing like a youthful kid. He talks a little bit too much, but he's playing very well.
Jay, a number of your guys have said that they sense added urgency here, maybe through the entire program. I mean, have you noticed that? Has that stuck out to you at all, watching your guys out there?
I feel good with the tempo and the urgency every day at practice. You know, sometimes, you know, in the morning it's going to get hot and they're going to be a little bit lethargic. But I think, you know, the coaching staff that we have a lot of energy on the coaching staff, and they're not going to allow their guys to loaf and be lazy. Ike's doing a great job at the wideouts, so on and so forth. And I feel like they're buying in right now. You know, we still have a long way to go, obviously. But come training camp, once they get used to the schedule, it's going to be a grind. And they're going to have to continue to get better and fight through the lethargic, being lethargic and trying to fight through the, being tired. So, but right now, I think the tempo has been good.
I know you're not looking for the pushing and shoving, but is that kind of a sign that some of those guys are ready to put the pads on?
Yeah, there's no doubt they're ready. Offensive line, defensive linemen, it's very difficult for them to handle these shorts, these practice without pads. You know, you tell them to stay off the ground and don't hold and don't grab and but you tell them, have great pad level, be physical, and it's hard to do that in shorts. So I think in order to get a great look at offense and defensive line play, you got to put the pads on. But I think overall, we've stayed off the ground. We've adhered to the rules of the CBA, and our guys have done a good job of buying into playing pursuit football, playing gap football, and also staying off the ground.
How good is it for a guy like Murphy with a rackle not here to go in there and have to work against a guy like Trent, even if he's short?
That's been good for Trent. You know, all the rookies have got some quality work, not just Trent. But Trent's done a great job. He's played both sides. He's played in nickel situations. He's played at the three technique. He stood up and moved around. So Trent's done an outstanding job, you know, and I see him all the time in the film room watching practice. He's very aware of what his role is and what it's going to be, and he wants to study it and be the best at it. So he's got a long way to go. There's no question about it. But the amount of work that he puts into practice and into games, I think he's going to get there a lot quicker than a normal person.
What kind of element does it give you guys on defense when you can flip-flop Orion and Arakpo?
I mean, it's just, you know, it's the ability to get matchups. You know, you might not want to have Arakpo on the same tackle every down. You might want to put him on the opposite side tackle. You might want to put Trent over there. This is about matchup football and trying to get your right people on the people you want them to rush against.
Talk about your reception today out there, Coach.
My reception? I wasn't expecting it. You know, Jake Peace threw a nice spiral, made a good catch, caught it, got both feet down and turned upfield, got the first down.
Jay, quality. What is the level of concern right now with Jason Hatcher? I mean, he was standing there, so.
What's the level of what?
Level of concern.
Oh, there's no concern. You know, we're going to get him checked out, you know, and we'll go from there. But I feel like he'll be ready for training camp. That's the big thing, you know, and we're taking the proper precautions, and Larry and the training staff will do a good job and make sure he's ready to roll.
Jay, how do you evaluate your quarterbacks in situations like this out here, and what have you thought of Kurt so far?
I think Kurt's done a good job. I think Colt's done a good job also, and you know, there's some things that they're gonna make some mistakes out here. You know, Coach Hazlett, they've done a good job. Raheem Morris of throwing different disguises at them, different coverages, different blitz schemes, and overall I feel good about the mental aspect of the protection. Number one, making sure they're protected. Number two, getting to the right progression and right reads. And they haven't been perfect, nor would I expect them to, but I feel like they're coming along good from the mental side of it.
Your tone is that you have to keep moving forward. You guys don't want to take steps back. You want to keep progressing.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to see Robert progress between now and camp? What part of his game does he need to work on that you think he needs to work on most at this point in the season?
Well, quarterbacks need to throw. He just needs to continue throwing and working on his footwork and fundamentals and different arm angles throwing the ball. You know, you see somebody's got to throw three quarters over the top, high release, low release, footwork, stepping up in the pocket, two hands on the ball. There's drill work you can do as a quarterback that you got to take care of yourself when nobody's watching in order to be great. I know Drew's going to do it. I know Tom Brady does it. Peyton Manning does it. All the great ones are going to do it, and he's no different. He's going to work his butt off in the offseason with a coach or without a coach, but he's going to just continue working on balance and footwork and fundamentals.
Do you plan on going to camp with just the three quarterbacks, or do you plan on bringing an arm in just to help out?
We'll see. I like the three quarterbacks right now. I think you coach the three quarterbacks up you have, and there's not a lot of reps because the majority of reps are obviously going to go to Robert, and then the rest of them, you know, Kirk and Cole will have to, you know, make do with the rest. But the majority of the reps will go to Robert. So I think three is good, and we'll see how their arms do in training camp. If we need to bring another one in, we will. But I can also throw perfect spirals completions.
How do you catch them?
How tall are you?
And block.
How do you evaluate a running back or a running play when you've got, you know, no pads offensively? You don't really
It's hard because defensive linemen, you know, that, you know, they're trying to hold guys off and not let them get in the gaps, and you know, and you can't see the offensive linemen get up on the next level sometimes in the back. Is he tackled? What do you got tackled? I don't know. But you're just trying to work on the aiming points by the backs, footwork by the backs, the angles of the offensive lineman getting up in the hole, and the cutbacks by the backs, and then a pad level ball security. All that. There's certain things you can still look at: run fits, assignment blocking, fundamentals. All that's very, very important this time of year, whether you have pads on or not. But obviously, the true test will be in the preseason games when it's live, and who can run through tackles, who gets hit, and makes yards after contact. Those are the ones that separate the average backs from the great backs. And obviously, Alfred's already proven that after contact, he's one of the best in the NFL.